This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I'm sure you saw Tre'Davious White being very retrospective yesterday. Following the game, he stayed on the field to look at, just taking the whole scene. You've been with him since 2017. What do you think this you're back home, going full circle in some ways, being seen?
Yeah, I mean, so I brought up last week to the defense the way, you know, our guys knew some of the guys wouldn't play, all those type of things. And I brought up a couple different scenarios of how Tre'Davious, basically his three boys are Buffalo through and through, with another one on the way. Jordan Poyer, when he came here, his daughter was, I think he said she was like 18 months, and now she's 9 years old, 10 years old. You know, when I moved here, shoot, I don't even know what grade my kids were in. But now I have a daughter graduating from Orchard Park High School this year, you know, and she was in elementary school. So if you did the math, I think it was 162 total games since I've been here that we played regular season and postseason, not even including preseason. I think it was 162. And if you just do half of those, played 80 games in that stadium, you know. And so that stadium means a lot to people. I know to Tre'Davious it means a lot. I know him being back here has been a breath of fresh air for him. You know, for me, I never do that. As soon as we're done with the game, I go straight up, I go home. But I went and walked a lap around the field one more time just to, it's been a lot of practices. There's been a lot of games. There's been a lot of, as people say, blood, sweat, and tears on that field. It means a lot to people. And most importantly, it means a lot to the people in this community who support us. You know, so I know the feeling amongst the players and coaches and staff is mutual. As far as Bills Mafia goes. Sorry, that was long-winded.
If I can flip that, though, as well, what has Tre'Davious' return meant to this team?
A lot, and I think that's pretty evident. Feel like he's playing pretty well right now. I feel like he feels like he is himself again, which is really important. You know, it's hard to play pro football when you don't feel like you're fully back, especially at that position. You know, he's got stuff he's got to improve on, but I do feel like he's kind of getting into a rhythm. And I think all of it kind of comes together for him being here, you know, being back with CB, helping raise some young bucks. And I think all of it matters. You know, I think his kids are happy. They're going to, you know, their elementary school again. And I think all of that matters, and he's in a good headspace.
A lot of coaches come from football families.
Yep.
It kind of gets the vocation gets passed down a little bit. But how do you think that being from a football family helps you appreciate those moments more? Because it is such a transient profession. Guys are moving. Guys, you don't know how long you're going to be. And it's
right.
Almost like you're stealing these moments. They're almost like, oh, they're all bonuses in some way. How do you?
Yeah.
Can you quantify?
Yeah, I mean, I would say in a quick. When you look at me, I think the number of times we moved was 8 or 9 before I got to eighth grade. Lived in Oklahoma, was born in Oklahoma, moved to Wisconsin, back to Oklahoma, Ohio, North Carolina, Pennsylvania. And then my dad got the head job at North Dakota State. And then I was able to go eighth grade through high school, through college in Fargo. So, you know, I'd call that home. And then for my kids, they're going to call Buffalo home. And it's unique. I'm trying to think of the number of moves they did. They were born in Illinois, moved to North Carolina, moved to Ohio, moved to Pennsylvania, moved to South Carolina, and now they're here, you know. And, so, I mean, the transient part of it, I mean, for anybody – it's looking to go into the profession. I am a coach's kid. I think my kids would vouch that the best thing you can do is get uncomfortable and move around and have to be in fifth grade knocking on doors. Hey, do you have any kids? You know, now social media is a little different now, you know, playing video games online and all that. But, I think it's a unique thing. Like, you know, my kids have moved around when they were young, and then all of a sudden we land here and, you know, up to now, it's been the best 9 years of my professional career, and they get to call Buffalo home, you know, which is cool.
You mentioned that Tre'Davious has gotten a rhythm. It seems like that's the case for several guys in your defense, whether it's Milano or Taron Johnson. Do you feel, I mean, Tre'Davious set this up in the game last night, that it seems like you guys as a defense are trending up at the right time? How did you see it, just given all the pieces, the injuries, and all the factors in play there?
Yeah, I think what you're seeing is I think to your point, I think you're just seeing a mixture of different scenarios and different that have come up throughout the year, and different things to where in mixtures of people. And, you know, I think we're just getting into a groove a little bit now. As I always say, like the past, whatever weeks have nothing to do. And this is playoff football, with what we're going to do moving forward. But it is important, you know, that we are hopefully peaking at the right time. I've talked about that the whole year. Make sure we're peaking at the right time. And, you know, we've got a lot of work ahead of us. We're playing a really, really good offense. And, you know, we got to take care of us first and make sure we're ready to rock.
I know you're still in the middle of your prep, but what has stood out to you about Trevor Lawrence and some of the improvement that he's made?
Yeah, I think. Again, I'm still getting into it. But I think you just see Trevor's comfortable. You know, he's comfortable in the offense. He's comfortable in their operation with what they're doing. They do some good things on offense, and, you know, they've got some talent around him, which certainly helps.
Was out here earlier and was asked about the feeling when you guys broke the drought and went to Jacksonville for that playoff game in 17. Early 18.
10-7?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it was?
10-3.
Yeah. And it was one score game.
The, along, you know, kind of what he was, you know, referencing it was that, you know, the expectations have changed here, right? At that point, it was ending the drought was a reason and a cause to celebrate. Now, there's probably more pressure, quite frankly. Do you feel that? And how do you feel like the team is equipped to deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, there's pressure every week. I'm not trying to be generic, but there's pressure every week, you know, and you know, I've been part of three NFL organizations, and all different. Like, you know, the first place I was at, it was starting to build like we did here. It was at a slower pace, and then the next place I went to, you know, it was rough. It was tough. And then we come here, and you know, right off the jump, Sean and Brandon do a great job, you know, kind of revitalizing this place. You talk about the drought. And every game, every week in the National Football League, there's a lot of pressure on a lot of people. 32 teams, even on your bye. There's a lot of pressure on you. But whether you want to call it pressure, whether you want to call it expectation, no matter what you want to call it, if you want to win and you want winners, well, then that's always going to be the case. You know, so it just comes with the territory of the expectation, whether you want to call it pressure or whatever it is. Like, you want to be a sustainable winner. You want to be a consistent winner. Well, then the pressure's always on you. And that's week to week. That's shoot the preseason, you know, and a lot of organizations are at different parts, and that pressure, you know, with different places within what they're trying to get done. And the pressure maybe might not be the exact same, but it's always there no matter where you're at. So yeah, there's pressure every week. There's expectations here. And expectations are a privilege based off what you've done, you know, previously.
Bobby, if you look at the Jaguars, they're plus 13 in turnover differential, which is top three in the league.
Yep.
Why is it so important to put yourself in positions to take away the football in a game like this?
Yeah, I mean, the game of football is – I mean, you really think about the game of football, right? Like, the game of football is, in the NFL in particular, and maybe now the way college is going with NIL, it is a billion-dollar business, and the $1 billion is a little leather brown thing. Like, that's what – and in the end, that's all that matters, is that little brown piece of leather. And the offense's job – simply put, is to take that little piece of leather and put it in that 10 by 53 and a third box. And our job is to not let them, and then take it from them and go to the other one. I mean, I'm making it seem simple, but that's really what it comes down to. And that's what it's always about. The more you possess the ball, the more chances you're going to have. The more you don't possess the ball, and I'm talking offensively, the more you don't have it, the less opportunity you're going to have to score, and the less opportunity you're going to have to win. And it just goes that way for defense. The more we can take it from them and give it to our offense, we're giving ourselves a better chance to win. And statistically, analytically, you know, you can – the number one thing that does not change, there's a little – what do they call it? A little off the bell curve, the little, I don't know, outlier of where sometimes it doesn't apply, but – one of the most consistent things is the ball, and we talk about that a lot, you know, not only on defense but throughout the organization.
We heard from Sean that Max probably won't be good to go this week. I know we know what Christian and Trey can do, but how do you feel about depth at the position?
Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll be good.
What do you remember about
– I didn't mean to be short.
Okay.
What do you remember about the 9-6 game? That was a weird game against Jacksonville.
Oh, can't even remember. I can remember the playoff game like it was yesterday. What year was that? 21. What do I remember about it? I don't know. 96 is a pretty bizarre score.
Does it trigger anything if we say it was Urban Meyer?
Urban Meyer. No, we must have held him to 3 field goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
were what?
2 of 13 on third down.
2 of 13 on third down, and the quarterback, don't tell me, was it Beathard?
He came in.
Was it Trevor and then Beathard?
Trevor.
And then Beathard. Yeah. There's one play I remember distinctively, but other than that, I'd been a lot of games. I just told you, 162 regular season and postseason. But it's we've gone down there and we haven't had success. It's our job to go down there and try to find that success.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.